BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
The wildlife park?
Yeah.
I thought you were taking her to a storytelling thing.
Well, I am, but that's later.
Oh, right.
And in between, we're going to have lunch at that new cafe and play place near the chocolate shop.
Aw, you're pushing the boat out, aren't you?
Oh, well, I'm still enjoying the novelty, Chris. Hmm. So nice to be able to be on my own with her again. You know, just the two of us.
Mm, sure.
And to be able to decide exactly what we're going to do together, not to have to check with anyone.
Yeah, I get that.
And...
What?
Well, if I'm honest, Martha is taking a bit of time to adjust back to, you know, normal life.
Yeah, you said she was playing up in the week.
I mean, I don't blame her. Of course not.
Oh, she's had a ton of upheaval.
It's been such a lot for a three-year-old to deal with.
It has. It was George's plea hearing on Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to think about that today.
No, sorry.
I just want to have a nice time with Martha. You know, some mother and daughter bonding time.
Hmm, sounds great.
If we ever get there, that is. Is she still getting her coat on?
Oh, unless she's climbed out the bedroom window.
Chris!
I'm joking. Sorry. Martha? Are you ready?
Hey, come on, sweetie, it's time to go. I've got such a lovely day planned for you.
Bess! Heel! Bess, come! Bess! What are you doing?
Ugh, get it away from me!
She won't hurt you.
No, just run right out in front of me.
It's okay, girl. Hey?
That dog should be on a lead.
It's okay. Yep, fair point, right? But it's normally quite quiet along here.
Leaping into the road like that.
Your scooter must have spooked her.
Are you saying it's my fault?
It is pretty noisy.
No, it isn't.
And you're travelling too fast.
I was not travelling too fast. And look at all this high-vis. I'm pretty easy to see.
That's not the point. These are country lanes. You should expect to come across animals in the road.
You should keep your dog on a lead.
She's a working dog.
I don't care if she's got a contract and a pension. Just keep her away from me.
Don't you worry, I will. Close, Bess.
What happened there then, girl, eh? It's not like you.
Idiot. Come on. Oh, wonderful. Excuse me! Dog man! A bit of help! Well, that's just great.
Now, where did I put it?
It was on the wall behind the bar.
Yeah.
Done a good job of getting it all down, David.
Took a couple of hours yesterday.
I can imagine.
I had to be very careful with everything, obviously. Ah, here it is. Hey, thanks for the loan, Chris.
Oh, you're welcome. Seemed appropriate.
Oh, I should say. Not everyone has a bat signed by Mike Gatting. Not just a generic one, either. Village Cup, Lords 2007.
Written with his own felt tip.
That's a proper memory.
Certainly is.
One thing puzzles me, though. Mm. Why did you take a bat to Lord's?
Ah.
It's not like we were playing.
No.
Knocked out by Netherbourne, if I remember correctly.
So what it was...
Never even made the county playoffs.
When I found out Sid had chummied up with Gatting, I thought, I'm never going to have a chance like this again. So, nipped to the shop.
Bought a bat.
Yeah. Seems a bit daft, I know. But...
No, I admire your initiative. Mm. And look what you got for it. I wish I'd done something like that.
It was a fantastic day, wasn't it? Even if we weren't playing.
Yeah, it was.
And fair play, it was a great night here Friday.
What are you going to do with your Bowler of the Year trophy?
Not sure.
You should give it pride of place, right next to the bat.
Mm. Well, I'll have to put a shelf up.
Yeah.
How are things with you? Anyway, David, you're looking good.
Oh, thanks.
Not like some of the lads on day two of their hangover, I bet.
Yeah. A few people did enjoy themselves a bit too much. Mentioning no names.
Barry.
Quite. but of course I was working.
Man in the bar, not propping it up.
Yep. And, yeah, things are going well. Mm. One of those days when it feels really good to be a farmer.
Oh, great.
And we're looking forward to Mum's birthday this week.
Oh.
94, can you believe?
There you are. Obviously got good genes.
Hope so.
You doing anything special for it?
Oh, you know Mum. She doesn't want to fuss.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, so it's just a nice tea at home with all the family calling in.
That sounds perfect.
And, of course, she's insisting on making a cake herself.
For her own birthday?
I know. But when she gets an idea in her head, I've long given up trying to argue with her.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, no problem.
It's Alice. Better see what she... Ah.
Oh. Something wrong?
Something not gone according to plan, anyway.
Hi, Ben.
All right, Ben.
There you are. Yeah, Chris was just collecting his bat.
Hi, Chris. Sorry. Dad, have you been in the orchard today?
No, why?
I was on my way to check the bees when I saw some weird-looking insects on the raspberry canes.
Weird-looking?
I'm pretty sure they're Asian hornets.
Ooh, nasty.
Can you come and have a look, Dad?
Yeah, of course.
Gran's been really worried about them for a while. They say one hornet can devour 50 honeybees a day.
Wow. Poor Jill. I better make a move.
Yeah, you get off, Chris.
See ya.
I'm just going to go and get my phone. If there are any still around, I can take a photo.
Okay. I'll see you in the orchard.
Hello? Well, they really don't lock their doors around here. Anyone home?
Excuse me?
Oh!
What do you think you're doing?
I was just...
You again?
My scooter broke down.
I don't believe this.
I was just looking for someone to help me out.
What, in our kitchen?
I didn't know you lived here, did I?
Well, I do.
All right, but can you give me a hand?
Sorry.
Farmers know about engines, don't they?
I think I've just spotted an Asian hornet.
Asian what?
Hornet, an invasive species. They eat honeybees.
Right.
Ah. Oh. You got your phone, Ben?
Yep. Any luck?
Not so far, no.
Or bad luck, really, if I'm right.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Zainab.
Oh, hello. Who's this?
Long story.
Couldn't resist seeing what all the fuss is about.
Okay. Well, you better stay well back.
Yeah, Asian hornets can be really nasty.
Sound a bit like me. Not the nasty part.
Matter of opinion.
But, you know, over here, causing consternation.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to... I only meant, you know, for your own safety.
Don't mind me. It's just my sense of humour.
Right. Well, we better...
Sure. Carry on.
There's one.
Where?
Hang on. Let me wait till it settles. There we go.
Did you get it?
Oh, it's a bit blurry.
Of course it is. You weren't very steady.
You see?
Yeah, no, I do think it is. We need to upload the photo to the Asian Hornet app thingy Gran saw in her beekeeping magazine.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Are you sure it's not just a native hornet?
No. Look at the legs. Gran said the yellow socks are the clincher. Plus, it's smaller than the normal hornet.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like you say, it's a bit blurry. We do need an absolutely positive identification before we start panicking.
Ah!
Oh. Oh, no.
You've been stung?
Where?
My face. Oh.
It's all right. Hey. Try and keep calm. Was it just the one?
I think so.
And can you still breathe okay? Is it all right if I just feel your pulse?
Never experienced...
That's fine. Fast, but strong. Let's get you to the house, okay? You all right to walk?
It hurts so much.
I know. You're being really brave.
Is there anything I can do?
Not really, Dad. Can you stay here? Try and get a decent photo to upload to that app?
Yeah, okay.
Come on then, Zainab. We're going to wash the area and then get some ice on it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you an antihistamine and some painkillers.
Oh.
You got any allergies?
No.
Good.
Oh, what a morning.
Yeah.
I nearly fell off my scooter. Almost ran over a dog.
Uh-huh, well.
Caught trespassing. And then stung by a hornet. Ow! Swelling up.
Yeah, it's going to do that, I'm afraid.
We've only been in the countryside for 5 minutes. Can't say I'm impressed so far.
Oh, are you local then? Maybe I could give you a lift home afterwards.
What about my scooter?
Oh, we can stick it in the Land Rover.
Of course. Farmers.
Yeah. Whereabouts do you live?
It's called Beechwood. My family's just moved there.
Yeah, I know it. Do you know Dr. Malik?
She's my mum.
Well, tell me if you need anything, Martha.
Is she okay?
better than she was. So what happened then?
Well, she was a bit funny right from the start. Yeah,
she certainly took her time here this morning. Mm. Almost like she didn't want to leave.
But I laid it on thick, all about the animals we were going to see, and she seemed to brighten up.
But it didn't last?
Well, it was all right at first. I mean, she liked the sea lions and the red pandas.
Oh, yeah, red pandas. I love a red panda.
Mm, yeah, they're so cute, Chris. Mm. But anyway, we got to the giraffes. Mm. I could see her lips starting to go.
I thought she'd adore the giraffes.
Nope. You know what it reminded me of?
Go on.
The first time we tried to put her on Champion.
Oh, Alice.
And once she was off, she wouldn't stop.
Must have been awful.
I tried everything, but she kept screaming for her daddy. I didn't know what else to do.
There's nothing else she could do.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's not you.
I'm sure you had plans for the day.
Oh, nothing special. Don't worry about that. I feel bad for you.
Oh, you know, it's just one of those things. Mm. Everyone can have an off day, can't they?
Especially three-year-olds.
Especially three-year-olds who've been through what she's been through. I know it's going to take time.
Yeah.
And I know she was going to stay with me tonight.
You want me to have her?
Can you?
Yeah. What, are you sure?
Yeah. I think it's best if I just leave her with you today.
No problem. And how about you?
Oh, I'll be fine.
I mean, now you'll be on your own for the rest of the day. Yeah.
Oh, honestly, Chris, don't worry. There's a meeting in Darrington today, so I'll probably go to that.
Hiya.
Hey, Ben. All sorted?
Yeah, I dropped Zainab off.
Okay, good.
Her mum was in, so...
Oh, she's in good hands.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's going to flare up again or if there are any complications...
Her mum will know what to do.
Yeah. So, did you get a better photo?
I did, yeah. I uploaded it to the app and recorded the sighting and location.
Great.
But, Ben, if we've seen one, there's bound to be a nest nearby.
Gran says they're a danger to all the pollinators.
Yeah. And therefore a big threat to our livelihood. Let's hope the experts can track down the nest and destroy it.
No wonder she was worried.
I know. This could spell disaster, not just for our bees.